This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The U.S. economy has been growing for almost 7 years, and analysts are debating when it will inevitably return to recession. One report from the bank BBVA Compass says it probably won't happen in 2016, but its prediction about Alabama's economy is less upbeat. We explained in this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, this report basically splits the Alabama economy from the wider U.S. economy. Sort of explain this split.
They're looking at the probability of a recession in the U.S., and they came down to say that the overall risk is about 23% this year, which is the highest it's been since 2009, but still not likely. But when you look at oil-dependent states, given what's going on with the gas prices and kind of the upheaval in the energy industry, that risk rises pretty considerably. So they identified 14 states where the risk for a recession is higher than 50%, and Alabama is one of them, and it's because Alabama's ties to the oil industry.
It's tied to the oil industries. You mentioned gas prices. Explain a little bit more about how Alabama differentiates from that larger U.S. economy.
I mean, Alabama, obviously has kind of a diverse economy, but the oil industry is part of that, especially along the coast. When you get down to Mobile, we have a lot of chemical oil industries there. We obviously have some oil companies based here in Birmingham. That definitely raises our risk a little bit. I think the key differentiator between Alabama and maybe some of the other states is we're not nearly as oil dependent as, say, Texas or North Dakota. So even though our risk is a little bit elevated because of our connections to that industry, it's probably not as high as some of the other states that they're looking at.
Well, a survey of businesses, this time from PNC Bank, shows an upbeat outlook. And Ty, give us the highlights of this report.
Companies feel really good about themselves. They're about 60% saying, hey, our profits are going to go up this year. About that much also think their sales are going to go up this year. That's a really good thing. When they look at the overall economy, though, and this probably ties in a little bit with what BBVA Compass was talking about, they're not as confident. They're really kind of concerned about the likelihood of a recession moving forward. The presidential race has given them a lot of concerns, a lot of uncertainty out there about what the economy is going to look like. So what's that doing is, even though a lot of companies expect to grow their businesses, they're not really interested in hiring new employees at a new rate. Most of them are not looking for financing to finance capital projects or expansions. So those are kind of a couple reasons to give you a little bit of pause about the economy moving forward. Is they're really confident. They think their own businesses are doing well, but they're not confident enough to say, all right, we're going to invest a ton of money in adding a bunch of jobs.
Well, you mentioned financing there because financing, lending oils the wheels of the economy. So where does that leave banks looking to loan money?
Well, banks are really anxious for loan money right now because they're trying to boost their revenue. It's been kind of challenging over the past few years because of the low interest rate environment. We've heard so many stories here in Birmingham about really, really heated competition for the loan customers that are out there. I mean, there's a lot of new banks coming into Birmingham eyeing business loans. So that's really making it a really good market for borrowers in the area where they're trying to get loans. But they need to have that demand to do that. And this study is showing that there's probably not as much demand as maybe banks might hope at this point.
Well, finally, Southern Company, the parent company to Alabama Power, has signed a lease to fill two major office buildings along US 280. And just tell us more about those plans.
Well, it really is a huge deal. Experts told us this might be one of the biggest real estate deals in Birmingham history. I mean, there were the familiar red roof buildings you see as you're driving down 280. Used to be home to a lot of AT&T operations, been sitting vacant for a few years. So this is a deal that was a long time in the making. It's a very, very positive thing. They're going to bring 1,700 employees to the city of Birmingham. Some of them were already in the city, but a lot of them were not. So that's a really positive thing for Birmingham's tax base, but also for the Colonnade area as a whole. I mean, that's an area off 280 you're seeing a lot of growth in right now. Probably going to be good for the development prospects for that area moving forward.
Well, how does this fit into that wider office market in Birmingham? Because we have seen major office announcements recently.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a lot of kind of not really musical chairs, but a lot of big key moves. They're really going to kind of have reverberations for years to come. I mean, obviously having Infinity coming to downtown Birmingham, that's really good news for the city center. But then you also have HealthSouth moving their headquarters into that new complex out at Liberty Park. So that's kind of a suburban deal. This is another deal kind of in the suburbs, but also in the city of Birmingham. All three of those were in the city. So brokers are going to look at this deal as a very big positive because that space being on the market for so long, about 700,000 square feet, that was kind of a drag on that area of town, which really is one of the stronger parts of the office market. But having that space filled is going to be big. I mean, obviously now you are going to have a hole to fill in Inverness of some degree, but that's just the nature of commercial real estate.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having us.